There's only black light between the stars. It may seem that it's darkness, but it's really black light. There's no such thing as darkness. Darkness is a human concept. There's only black light between the stars. There's no evil. There's no bad. There's no good. These are human ideas. There's no creator. There's no creation. There's no God. There's no nirvana. There's no perfection. These are ideas. Everything is transient. That's an idea. Everything is perfect. That's an idea. Everything is imperfect. That's an idea. Beyond ideas, there's reality. That's not an idea. That's real. There's no way to talk about it. There's no way to describe it. But there's a way to get to it, a series of ways. The pathways to enlightenment are numerous, and they're all in front of you. And if we stand back with wide eyes and look, we'll see some of them. Our life is a pathway to enlightenment, every moment. Every experience, everything is a pathway to enlightenment. But if we think that there's good and evil, if we think that there's blackness and we don't see that it's black light, then we see ourselves that way, we see life that way. To go to that place that's beyond all this, all these ideas, all these abstractions. That's what I chose to do. You can do that. Beyond perfection, you could be there. Beyond both truth and illusion. The mind is a complicated thing, very complicated. To you it seems simple. There are thoughts, there are feelings, there are emotions. There's memory, desire, self-importance, ideas, your life, your moods. The mind lives beyond death, though. Anything that ends with death isn't really the mind. It's just the things that pass through a mind. The mind is like a diamond. It's very hard, very cold. It just is. It's like the black light. It is the black light. There's nothing to learn in life that's important, because all of the things that we learn are forgotten at death. They're important for a lifetime, perhaps, but not in the sense of eternality. But it is possible, it is, to experience the refulgent, ecstatic perfection of all, that which never ends and never begins. It's not a fairy tale, or if it is, it's one that I live in. That's rather wonderful. When I die, all this will be forgotten, or it'll become a past life memory. And something new will happen. Something wonderful. As it always does. Because creation is perfection. Beyond ideas. beyond the shoestrings of human consciousness, there's the black light and the white light. And they only seem different to you. They're not really different at all. There's only light. Light in the mind and light outside the mind. All these shapes, these appearances that you call existence, the things that trouble you, the things that look promising, the things that you're indifferent towards, are refractions of the one light. You're a refraction of the one light. You're a waveform of light. You're a fractal, a pattern that life has created and that continuously changes. The only reason you feel pain is because you're so busy looking at yourself instead of looking at the wonderful patterns of light. If you become absorbed in the wonderful patterns of light, then there's no pain. The creative imagery of existence, life to itself, is what we are. We're made up of light. To know that is self-knowledge, the conquest of the ego. Call it what you will. See, I'm a believer in the rhapsodic. I like things that are happy. For no particular reason. I just like them. Most people don't seem to be like that in this particular place, in this world. You can tell by what they focus on. Read a newspaper. Watch a TV show. Go to a movie. Look at a life. People seem to thrive on misery and unhappiness. I seem to be a minority of one. It's a question of discrimination, what we do with our mind, what we do with our life. You have a choice. You do. You don't believe me, I can tell, but you do. You can choose to look at beauty, to look at hope, to look at ecstasy. And if you look at it long enough, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. In the eye of Vishnu, there's only Lakshmi. In the eye of Lakshmi, there's only Vishnu, you see? The effort to lift oneself into perfect enlightenment is a profound thing. It has nothing to do with individual will. It's a refraction of the cosmos. The cosmos delights in itself. It's a complicated thing. No one understands it. It delights in its pain, it delights in its frustration, it delights in its boredom, it delights in its ecstasy. But I know that if you look at a thing long enough, you become it. If you wish for a thing long enough, it happens. If you ache for something, if you long for it, it comes to pass. No matter what it is, of course, then there you are. You're stuck with it. So it pays to be mindful in what you long for and wish for, because it will come to pass. But you'll be, of course, the thing you wished for. You'll become that. So if you wish for revenge, well, then you'll become that. You'll become revenge. You'll live in that all the time. You'll be that. So it's really not worth bothering with, is it? Anything limited, that is. It's really not worth getting stuck on anything. Everything is so transient here, in this world, in this life, on this earth, in the samsara. Why bother? Infinity has a lot of faces. You'll see them. It's inevitable. But what you focus on, what you are enamored of, will determine what your ecstasy is. Where you focus is your ecstasy, and also there is your unhappiness. It's just the way it works. So if you focus only on light, both black and white, then there's only ecstasy. There's nothing else. The dreams of human beings are dark, heavy, and morbid, and simplistic, and boring. The dreams of immortality are endless and shining. They shimmer. They shimmer. They glow. They unfold themselves, in themselves, forever. There's only forever. You think there's time. You think there's space. There's no such thing. It's an illusion. It's not true. There's only the perfect glimmering of the moment. To celebrate the moment in happiness or unhappiness, in pain or ecstasy, in enlightenment or in transience, is the only possible solution to anything, is to celebrate. To continually celebrate existence. It leads you to the fountainhead of yourself. I mean, that is the riddle. The riddle is the riddle of self. What is self? What lies beyond self? Self is the perception of perception. Beyond self, there's no perception of perception. That's the riddle. The only way to answer the riddle is to go beyond perception, and of course then there's no answer because there's no perception. There's only silence. So soon we'll all go into that silence. It won't be long, we'll all be in it. Again, back in the flux.